Good to go, Brian.
Thank you. It is 11:33 a.m. We do have a quorum of directors, so we will call the meeting to order. Starting with item two, preliminary action items, consider approval of agenda. We don't have any amendments to propose. Unless a board member has an amendment to propose, we would be looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
So move.
There a second? Second. First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Item three, public comment. If there are any members of the public on the line that would like to address the boards, please state your name and do so now. Hearing and seeing none, we'll move on to item four, which are action items, starting with engagement letters. We'll take a motion for each individually, starting with the approval of engagement of Fiera Law Group for legal services. This engagement letter is in your board packets for review. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask them now. Otherwise, we'd be looking for a motion to approve the engagement letter with Fiera Law.
Motion.
Move to approve.
Heard Rich. Second that. Second. First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Likewise, we're looking for a motion to approve for item 4.2, engagement of Pinnacle Consulting Group for district management services.
I make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And moving on to item 4B, consideration and approval of quarter three financial statements for calendar year 2025. Brendan Campbell is on the line and he will be presenting these financial statements.
Great. Will you take us to page 15? So we do have in your board packet September 30th, 2025 financial statements. The format of the financial statements, I'll just walk through it a little bit because there's various columns on here and there's some items that we'll be working through. But the far left-hand column is your 2024 financial statement activity. That is audited activity. I will just pause on that for a moment. You have yet to see the finalized version of the 2024 audit. Because of the change of legal counsel, we had been unable to get a legal representation letter. Now that Zach is engaged, I've communicated with the auditor and they're working on getting that legal representation letter done, which is required as part of the audit process. Once that is complete, then we will be able to bring forward to you the final 2024 audit. But regardless of the status of the audit, those numbers do reflect what is in the audit that will be finalized here in the near future. To the right of that, we have our 2025 budget columns. Later in the agenda, there is an action to amend the 2025 budget. So they have two columns, which is the original 2025 budget and then the tentative amended. And so those are just the columns of what we originally adopted and then what we're looking to change it to. And then to the right of that, we have our unaudited actual, which is your September 30th activity, and then a variance column to the right of that. And then your far right hand column is your 2026 budget, which we will speak to later in the meeting as well. So my comments really are going to focus primarily on the fourth and fifth column from the left, which is the unaudited actual and the variance through for this point of the presentation. I'll keep it at high level. I'm just talking about generally what's happening, but if there's any specific things you want to dive into, happy to go over that. So looking at the September 30th, 2025 column, through September 30th in 2025, the district had expended $742,332. That does leave some additional funds on hand. I know Russ, you had recently reached out about balances, but there's roughly between $300,000 and $350,000 that are on hand and available to reimburse the developer for infrastructure costs.
That keeps getting bigger. I'm not complaining about that, but last we heard it was 313, so now it's up to a little bit more, so that's good.
Yeah, and so we continue to have interest earnings on those monies. So I can look back at or get you details at any point in time. And if you've spent any money since September 30th, that also isn't taken into consideration here as well.
Yeah.
So there may have been something else that came through on the expense side since then. So that's generally what we have going on in the capital projects fund for 2025. Go up a page to our debt service fund, same column, same format, third column from the right, the unaudited September 30th, looking at that column. We did make our first bond interest payment on June 1st. We will have our second bond interest payment on December 1st, or just had it, I should say. but it's not reflected in the financials as these are through September 30th. The district does have the capitalized interest and debt service reserve monies on hand. And so that's how we're making those interest payments at this point in time before those assessment fees start being collected. And then through September 30th, there on your top revenue line, you can see that the district had earned through September 30th, roughly $92,000 in interest. And just to repeat from a prior meeting, but yes, the interest earned on these monies does have to be used for payment of the bonds. All right, and then moving up one more page to our general fund. A little bit of a repeat here, but I see that Cindy's on the line or on this meeting, so I will just forewarn her of what we're doing. So what you'll note is through in the general fund where we have our general administrative costs, accounting and audit, legal, district management, there's no activity reported through September 30th. The district doesn't have any funds on hand to make payment, and so most of those invoices are getting directly to the developer to pay on behalf of the district. And so, Cindy, I'm going to be reaching out to you to coordinate getting documentation for what you all have received and or paid on behalf of the district so that we can book those into the financials here, but also get that booked because that is a future payable back to the developer. And so we need to make sure we have that in place. And so I was told at a previous meeting that you're the go-to person for that. So I'll be reaching out to you on those things.
Okay, sounds good.
And so then we'll see all of that activity show up with our year-end financial statements. But to date, don't have anything showing, but we do anticipate that we will be within budget for 2025. All right, any questions on the September 30th activity? All right. Hearing none, Brian, if you would walk us through those approvals before we move to the next
item. At this time, if there are no further questions, we're looking for the boards to approve the quarter three financial statements for calendar year 2025. Someone like to make that motion?
I'll make that.
I'll second that.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is approval of a tentative amended 2025 budget. If I could have you go to page 14 on this one. Anytime that a government entity's expenditures are anticipated to exceed the adopted budget, we need to come back for an amendment. It is required that our adopted budget is in excess of any actual expenditures. When we were preparing, or when we prepared the 2025 budget, the debt service fund, turns out we had an erroneous number. The debt service repayment schedule that I had received was a dated schedule. And so when we looked at the updated and final version of the debt service repayment schedule, we noticed that if you look at the bond interest line item, second column from the left, there's an original final budget. Total budget was $734,477. But when we look at the final and updated bond repayment schedule, The 2025 payment was actually $751,200. So about $17,000 more than what we had originally budgeted. But because of that, we are asking the board to approve an amendment to the budget so that we have sufficient appropriations for that, for the correct bond interest payment for 2025.
So why was it more?
Yeah, so there's a couple of factors that impact the bond interest payment. One is the date of the closing, and then the second is the interest rate that is accomplished through that final pricing. And so when you look at the original bond repayment schedule, the dates were a little bit off and the interest rates were a little bit off. And so when we got to that final pricing and the final closing dates, it just shifted that interest calculation by a small amount. And so we just need to get that budget approval to cover that difference. So that is the only thing that we're asking to be amended for the 2025 budget. It's just really that bond interest expense amount.
Yeah.
Brian, do you want to go through the approvals on that piece and then we'll dig into 2026?
And, before I take a motion, the public hearing date that we would be setting is for December 19th at 1 p.m. So now, if there are no more questions, we're looking for a motion to adopt the tentative amended 2025 operating and capital budgets and set the public hearing dates to take public comment on the same. Someone like
to take? I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
First and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Back to you, Brendan.
All right. If you could go to page 15, we'll start with our capital projects fund. All right. So now I will focus my comments on the far right hand column, the 2026 tentative budget. So this is our capital projects fund. This is where monies are spent for public infrastructure, for repayment to the developer for those costs. Understanding that there isn't a number, Russ, that we just spoke about, there's some monies that are in the account that can be requisitioned yet this year, but just to be conservative in case that carries over into 2026, I went ahead and put that appropriations or that payment in 2026. So you can see the capital outlay line. It's a rounded number of $350,000, understanding it, depending on timing, it would be less than that, but expect that it would not exceed that amount.
So just FYI, we have a requisition in for about $313,000 right now.
Okay, perfect. And when you say you have it in, meaning it's already been submitted for processing?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So it sounds like that may not be something we need in 2026, but in case it carries over in the next couple of weeks, we're double covered, so it can happen in either year legally, and we're covered. So, but that's good to know. So that's what we have built in 2026 for the capital projects fund. If we could move then to the next fund, the debt service fund, that far right hand column. The primary expense in 2026, you can see the bond interest amount of $788,500. And that is our scheduled bond payment for 2026 that is paid in part on June 1st and part on December 1st. We do have those reserves in hand or in the bank to make those payments. And so, that is how those will be funded, is from that capitalized interest monies that were set aside at closing. Those monies are in interest-bearing accounts, and so we do have some interest income that we've also recognized in the 2026 budget relative to those earnings. All right, and then moving up to the next fund, we have our general fund. So here we have placeholder budgets for all of the general administrative costs. For the district, we will have to have an audit for fiscal year 2025 that's performed in 2026, and then we will have all of the normal administrative costs that are needed to keep the district compliant and take care of its needs. Just repeating something I said earlier, but the district does not have funds on hand yet to cover these costs. And so it is budgeted that they would be paid by the developer through the developer advance agreement for 2026. But the total budget being $52,000. Rich, you're muted.
Can you go back to that? So the yeah. legal part of that document, you've got legal district management. Is that fear?
It's a combination of fear and now Pinnacle. So typically, well, historically, they were the same organization, as you know, and so they were in the same line. We'll probably, from an accounting standpoint, just break those apart so that you can see FEAR's cost separate from Pinnacle's. But I
just want to make sure it's not Snow Jensen in there.
No.
Okay.
All right. And that is the presentation of the 2026 budget. As a reminder, this is just the tentative budget, and then we'll come back at a later date for the approval as the final budget.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yep.
There are no questions about the tentative 2026 budget. We're looking for a motion to adopt the tentative 2026 operating capital budget and set public hearing dates, which is that same date mentioned previously of December 19th at 1 p.m. To take public comments on the same. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on to administrative non-action items. I understand that the board members are familiar with the trainings listed below. Just a reminder that this is a requirement to be done by all board members for 2025 and annually thereafter. If you have any questions, please reach out to Pinnacle or the your legal counsel.
Well, quick question on that is, if you've done it this year, can we take it again this year for next year, or we have to take it next year for next year?
That is a great question. I can find out for you. Christian or Ashley, do you have the answer to that?
I don't think we have the answer right now. I'm happy to double check with Zach or check the rules on it, and we can get back to you later today on that, Russ.
Okay. What's the question?
The trainings for the board member trainings, essentially, are the 2026 trainings currently accessible?
I think it's good for a calendar year. I don't believe that they change year over year. They just have to be completed yearly and kept up to date. I retook mine this summer, and it was the same as last year, and it sent me a reminder in July whenever I took it. I think it's just 365 days. It's good, not 25 to 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no big deal. I would say don't spend time researching that. We'll just do it next year.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, ChatGPT is a good tool to help with those trainings. Just for a hint.
And Shannon, if I heard you correctly, it sounds like they do send reminders when you're up to renew that.
They do. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Any other discussion items? Hearing none, would a board member like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
For a second?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 11:51, we're adjourned. We cannot start the next meeting until noon, so if